In this episode, family lawyer Susan Tay interviews private investigator Jeffrey Lim of Private Eye Investigation and Consultancy Private Limited. Listen to Jeffrey's fascinating accounts as he helps clients seek the truth through his investigative prowess. Learn practical information about how to engage a PI, the costs involved, the time frame for investigation, and the end result.
Jeffrey's firm is one of the first affiliates of Practice Forte Advisory. And Jeffrey has had a very illustrious career in investigative work. Today's conversation, I assure you, will be very interesting, as Jeffrey is often the life of our parties. Okay, so let us begin. Jeffrey, today's interview is about First Port of Call series.
Okay.
First Port of Call means when something happened, so the clients will go to this person before they go to anybody else. Okay? So, you're a private investigator.
Yes.
And we want to find out, in a situation where a spouse find out that their other half is cheating on them, why is it that you are often their first port of call?
There's only one key word to this answer. That is the truth. Because we are able to find out the truth for all the clients.
Okay, so it sounds like through you, these clients will be able to find out the truth about whether their spouse is indeed having an affair or not.
Yes, okay. Definitely.
Yeah. And before they go to anybody else, maybe like lawyers, even counseling, I guess it is important for them to find out the truth. Perhaps the next question is, why is it that they will go to a PI, like a private investigator? How do they know that you're the only one who can do this for them?
Most of my cases, the clients have already done their homework. Normally through website, you know, the popular called Googles, these sort of things, they find out what the do's and the don'ts. From there, they're able to narrow down only PI able to help them to find the truth. Then, of course, the second one is through friends and the word of mouth. They gain their knowledge. That's why they come to PI, to seek the truth.
Is this in particular to how you gather evidence? For example, surveillance and trailing the people. Is it because you're the only professional who can do this legally?
Yes. In terms of PI, we are the licensed PI is issued by the Singapore Police Force. And this authority, they don't simply issue any license to any persons or any applicants. You must be qualified and meet their criteria. Basically, you must have a super background of investigations.
Mm.
For me, I'm a retired police officer from CID. That's the reason why they issue me with a license to conduct the investigation of all cases.
Mm. How long were you a police officer before
I was a police officer more than 30 years.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay. Then I retired. Then I incorporated this PIA, the so-called Private Eye Investigation Agency.
Right. So, Jeff, your clients must have a lot of questions to ask you. So, what are some of the most common questions you are asked all the time in your first meeting with these clients?
Very common question they ask is about the cost. How much to engage a PI? Secondly, they will ask, if I engage PI, will my spouse come to know?
You mean to say, will they find out about you? Will their other half find out about you?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yes. The cost is a very common question they ask.
Right.
Because all my clients were telling me this is their first time engaging PI, so they don't know much about PI, especially the cost, the how to go about, and then followed by the duration of the investigation.
Mm.
What will be the end result they're expecting if they engage us?
Right. So, Jeff, let's go back to these questions. How much does it cost to engage you?
Normally, there are two types of category that I categorize. If you just merely want to find out your spouse, is he or is he or she cheating on you behind? So the cost is ranging about 2,000 and below. You should able to see the results. But however, if he wants to use the infidelity evidence, use it in court to file for divorce, then you are looking at about 6,000 and above.
Why the difference, Jeff?
The difference is the duration of investigations. For category one, I can finish off within 2 to 3 times of the operations. Then for category two, to use evidence in court, it takes at least 2 to 3 weeks. Besides that, upon completion of the investigation, we really need another couple of weeks to do the report writing, consolidating all the videos, so that I can meet the court's requirement to present it.
Right. Okay. So you've answered cost, you've answered duration. What about what kind of evidence can you get? I mean, it sounds like, okay, if I want to find out whether my spouse is cheating on me or not, then you can, you say 2 or 3 times the operation. So during that 2 or 3 times, what kind of evidence are you getting for the client?
As long as your spouse is meeting someone else, mm-hmm. I'm very confident when the couple meet up, you were able to see their intimacy in the public.
Right.
Body contact, very close, especially their affections, their passions talking to each other. You can see very clearly.
Right.
Yes, through the video.
I see. But you know, there are people who are very careful, right? They'll be like walking quite far from each other and things like that.
Let's say your husband's so careful leaving the house. Look left and right, 360 degree.
Yes.
The moment he meets the mistress,
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, that's the moment is the world of 2 persons whereby he looking at the mistress eyes only, so engrossed, he forget about surroundings. Trust me. We don't even know we are watching them. My video speaks for itself.
That's very interesting, Jeff.
Yes, they always say, my husband, very careful, very careful. All positive evidence captured.
And then you said the kind of evidence required for court and for divorce proceedings are a bit different. In fact, quite a lot different. So what kind of evidence do you need to get for those kind of situations?
We're talking about adultery.
Yes.
First of all, we must know what's the definition of adultery.
Mm-hmm.
In layman terms, you must have a sexual intercourse take place.
Yes.
But how do you expect us to video during their act? Be in the house or in the hotel? It's impossible.
So we
have come up with our own formulas. As long as we can prove beyond the reasonable doubts to show these couples they're having their affections,
mm-hmm.
their passions, public intimacy is one of the basic things we can show.
Mm.
From all these things, we can convince the judge they are more than just an ordinary friends.
Yes, more than just ordinary friends, but surely from this kind of evidence, you cannot say that they have sexual intercourse. Right? They can be very, very good friends, you know?
Yes, but if we capture of their intimacy, for example, like car,
mm-hmm.
they're inside the car.
Right.
Wherever they are talking inside the car or wrestling inside the car, for more than 3 times, I can come to a conclusion that there's a strong grounds to believe.
That they are having sex in the car.
Beside that,
right.
My guys will make an effort to walk beside the car and take a look.
Right.
This is called a witness. Yes. This will be stated in the report writing.
Okay. And then, of course, if they go to a hotel.
Yes.
But hotel, you cannot walk past the hotel room and see, right? So.
Yes.
Yeah.
If we captured their intimacy followed by the hotels more than the longest hours, for example, they confine inside the room for 4 or 5 hours, half day, one day.
Right.
Then I can assume they're having sex.
Okay, okay.
But one thing I must emphasize, budget hotel, no need to describe more details. Budget hotel like Hotel 81, fragrance, value hotels. These are the gazetted hotel for couple. The market terms they use it is called transit. Standard 2 hours. Extension 3 hours. That is the maximum they can go. I have not come across any couple they use up 4 hours and above. Yeah.
Jeffrey, have you ever had evidence of people going into a hotel and then the court tells you that's not adultery?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Okay, one classic case I just wanted to share since you're asking. Hotel itself, if we cannot go in.
Right.
Let me share with you a case how we solve this adultery. This couple booked 2 rooms. We confirm it's side by side.
Right.
Our video also confirmed they enter into their own individual rooms.
Right.
But how can we conclude adultery?
Yes.
Because the next day in the morning, housekeeper will tidy their room. That is the moment we enter into their room. Surprisingly, you will see the girl's room bed. It's very neat and tidy. You can see it's simply nobody lying on the bed. But the guy's side is very messy with additional pillow. Then we also found out in between the 2 rooms, there's a center door passage can pass through, which is unlocked.
Oh.
Okay, this is also one of the evidence.
Right.
Yeah.
And you were successful to prove?
Yes, of course. This case, very successful.
Okay. So, Jeffrey, we were talking about evidence that's required to be presented to court if you want to prove adultery, or even evidence that we want to prove just infidelity, right? So what kind of concrete evidence are we talking about? I mean, is it like photographs?
Photographs is those 60s, 70s times. Now, all digital. Why is it so? Because photographs are editable.
Oh.
But during our surveillance, when we're doing the recordings, the recording is run by second. When you display in court, you can see it very clearly. You can't change, you can't audit, you can't amend anything. That is the truth videos in court.
Okay, so those are the concrete evidence that you can do. Can you also do audio recordings?
Yes, depends. Commercial cases, yes, we do. Together with the videos, I can share when we come to these commercial cases more details. Okay. We have done it recently. Very successful.
Do your clients ask you what are the telltale signs of someone who is cheating on their spouse?
Yes. Every client asking me, hey Jeff, can you share with you what are the telltale signs so that I can jaga my hubby or my wife just to be prepared? But there are so many ways and telltale signs. Commonly, it's very common, it's none other than handphone.
Oh?
Whether you sleep, you bathe, is always with you. One of the things. Then secondly, your spouse's handphones is always locked with number that you do not know.
I see.
Yeah. Then thirdly, for spouse, it doesn't matter whether it's husband and wife. When your spouse one day they ask you, hey, what the tofa you may run, that means it starts to changing his or her image. Started to spray the kind of perfume, whether you like it or not. Then you will gradually, you will see that the times having meals with your spouse getting lesser and lesser.
Can you tell us some of your more interesting cases? Of course, we don't expect you to name names because there's confidentiality and all that.
Correct.
But do you think you can share with the listeners some of your more interesting cases?
Missing person.
Missing person, okay.
Okay, in general, this case, this is a very well-reputed person in Singapore. Somehow or other, entangled with some civil suit, then she gone into hiding. It's a very high-profile case. They engage a lot of professionals to trace her unsuccessful. Be it the property or whatever it is, still they cannot find her. So one day they came to us. So again, we do the proper investigation, the basic things. All those registered property under this subject name, we check and boost day, night, still can't find. So we form a group, we study the case. What went wrong? We come to know every parents, what is their valuable assets as a parent? is none other than their children, be it the son or the daughter. So we start to ambush the son. So one day, after day and night, the subject show up to pick up the son. Then from there, we trace all the way to the subject hideout. Not in these Singapore islands. No wonder all the professional cannot find her. It's out of the Singapore island there where the subject is staying. That's how we solve the case.
Interesting.
Yeah, but ultimately, I read the newspaper, she paid, settled the civil suit.
What about any other cases?
Common thing is the matrimonial cases.
Hmm.
Yeah. One of these cases is very, to me, is very interesting about this couple. It's not young. It's around 60 plus.
Oh.
So one day, this husband is a grandfather. One day, he told the wife, I better start jogging to keep fit. So the wife was thinking, why out of sudden at this age he started to jog? One, raining, heavy raining with thunder, lightning, you know, he said, honey, I must jog. If I don't jog, I should die. Well, dada, I must jog. Yes, yes, dada, I must jog. That's how it caught the suspicious and they engaged us.
Right.
True enough, rain or shine, still jog. But actually, we found him, he did not jog. He hide one of the highest HDB flat, the highest of the block, at one corner, meeting his mistress. But of course, if you don't jog, then how to show the telltale sign, the symptom you are jogging? He's very smart. That's what I learned from him. Whenever he reached the void deck of his house, he will use a bottle of mineral water, started to sprinkle his face, his hair, his back, looks as though he's perspiring. Then he will run the staircase all the way up. All this captured by us, you know, video, you know. Then he started to open the door and say, honey, I'm home.
So when you called him, what was he doing with his mistress?
Oh, this place is a very isolated place, one corner, whereby nobody can walk. It's a dead end. Absolutely, it's a dead end.
Right.
Because any footstep, he was started to alert, they started to move away.
Mm.
First time we saw on it, I said, wow, we can't box in. So again, we use the IT. Mm. We use our mini eyes to place all the corner.
Mm.
Then they started to have intimacy, also captured by us, all corner. We can't run. But very sad to say that the wife divorced him.
Well, I guess it's very difficult. Huh?
Yeah.
They must have been married for a very long time.
Yep. Don't underestimate a person's age.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Any kind of cases that maybe you felt affect you? Maybe?
Affect me is more on the children custody.
Oh.
Because every divorce cases they are fighting for, not for the asset so much. It's about the child custody.
Hmm.
But as I know that court, normally they try to have a shared custody.
Hmm.
Now, most of the cases, if you have the full custodies, then the other party will be shed tears every night because they miss their child very, very much. So this case in particular, the wife came to see.
Mm.
Say, I can't see my child. I can't stand outside the house because my ex will call the police and chase me home. So they seek help. So I have to help her to station outside the house. As long we can stay, we stay. The moment we saw the children out of the house, still busy the compounds, still cannot see the children under the compound. We have to wait somehow or other, the main door open, the children step out of the house. Then we manage to call the client. That's the beautiful moment. You can see the wife arrive, look at the children. The children, it's very natural to call mommy, mommy. I tell you, run towards her. That moment, I tell you, nothing, no words can describe this, that moment. I sometimes myself, I also shed tears. It's very touching. Serious. Very touching. This is life.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, Jeffrey, you know, I suspect that my spouse is cheating on me and I want to consult with you. So, that first phone call or that first meeting, do you charge for that?
We don't. My company provides free consultations, face-to-face, to explain to you in details, to answer. I guarantee I have answer of all your questions in your mind. It's a free consultation during weekdays between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Mm.
Feel free to come to my office.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in. Be sure to check out our other episodes as we interview more of our professionals and understand why they could be your first port of call. For any inquiries, do contact our client care specialist, Sandra, at 6221-3009.